Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. You can also check out the new podcast from the producers of Wait Wait, How to Do Everything, at howtodoeverything.org. This week, how to survive if a giant hole opens up in the fuselage of your plane. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Annabelle Schlossberg from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Annabelle, how are things in Brooklyn?
They're pretty good. I can't complain.
Really? I understand that was the national sport of Brooklyn at one time. My relatives are from Brooklyn. They're pretty good at it.
Exactly.
Well, welcome to the show, Annabelle.
Thank you.
You are going to play the game in which you have to, of course, complete two of the three news-related limericks Carl is about to recite for you. Give us that last word or phrase two times. You'll win our prize. Ready to go?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
I've got wheat, hops, and malt over here for my mornings that need some more cheer. To make me more merry, it's flavored with cherry. I'm drinking a new breakfast.
Beer?
Yes, beer. Very good. So, are you tired of the way people look at you when you pop open a cold one before 10 a.m.? Well, you should seek help for your alcoholism. Or if that doesn't sound like fun, you could try the new breakfast beer. The New Zealand brewery Moa says, quote, if you're having a champagne for breakfast but don't fancy champagne, have a beer instead. The cherry lager is part of your balanced breakfast. It's just a thing to wash down those honey nut beerios. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Knitting fates to me sounded like bull. Yet like them, I now have my hands full. As I'm ending my years, my sheep meet the shears, and I'm knitting a coffin of
wool.
Yes, wool. Very good. So, do you like your cozy wool sweaters? Are you planning on dying? Well, consider the latest thing in green burials, the woolen coffin. The Hainsworth Wool Mill in England expects their natural legacy caskets to become their biggest seller because, you know, unlimited demand. They say their woolen coffins can hold up to 800 pounds, and nothing says comfort and repose like an open cardigan funeral.
That's cotton is the fabric of our lives, and wool.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter if it's itchy.
Yeah, that's true.
You're comfortable either way.
You don't have to wear a t-shirt in the coffin. To...
Here is your last limerick.
It gets better, I'm told. Just be brave, man. Give that body hair one swooping shave, man. Come on, Grok, you big lout. It's okay to be out. I am gay in the time of the...
Caveman?
Yes, caveman. Annabelle, I'm going to ask you a question. And it's totally fine, whatever your answer is.
Yes.
Is there somebody there with you?
I have a friend here.
Okay.
I'm smart on my own and clever on my own.
It's fine. It's totally fine. Can I say hello to her?
Is it a sure, hold on. Okay. Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Lily.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. So were you the one who figured that one out?
The caveman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here. Could you put Annabelle back on?
Yes, seriously.
Hello, Annabelle?
Yes.
You're right. It's caveman.
But I did get 2 out of 3 on
you
my own.
You did great. Archaeologists in Prague have uncovered the 5,000-year-old remains of what they believe might be the world's earliest known gay man. You see, the male skeleton is oriented in a way that's almost always reserved, that is always reserved for women in that culture. He's facing east as opposed to the west like other men. He's also buried with household items, pots and decorations instead of weapons and tools. These findings lead the scientist only one conclusion. He was artsy. And it raises questions. What would it have been like for a gay caveman? We assume, as he might today, he would spend a lot of his time clubbing.
Did they find him with his roommate, Jeff?
Carl, how did Annabelle do on our quiz?
Annabelle had 3 correct answers. Fetus or Annabelle, you win our prize.
You do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I did get 2 out of 3 of them myself.
I know, Annabelle. It's okay. Totally cool.
For the record.
But all right, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to all of you for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.